What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adores him. What a mighty God we serve. My God, there are 1,013 people on this call. I'm telling you, some people just keep getting squeezed on here. I don't know how you're getting on here, but you're getting here by grace, by mercy, by favor. I'm asking Pastor Butler to go ahead and pray till about 6:20. I need you all to understand something. God is moving. God is speaking. And God is releasing miracles on this call. I'll probably tell you, but I gave a prophetic word and told you all of a sign that prosperity was about to be released. I said, I see North Korea and South Korea. I said, I see something coming up with them in the news and controversies and communication, just like God said, that thing has come to pass. And it was a sign that prosperity is about to hit your house. Now, that's a good place for you to go ahead and shout, because God is not a man that he should lie. You know, if you look at Instagram and Facebook, probably later today, you will see Sister Joy put it together. But I need you to understand, how are these things revealed? Through prayer. God reveals his secrets. God gives us revelation. God gives us answers. God shows us what is to come. How did he do it? Through prayer. Pastor Butler, I want you to pray till about 6:20. Let's pray and beat the devil's behind this morning. Honor God for his faithfulness. It's in your hands, Pastor.
More grace this morning, Pastor. Grace be unto you and peace be multiplied. We pray the strength of the Lord be upon you. Amen. And we thank God for the great work that God is doing through you, amen, to corral his people and get us to the next place. More grace, everybody. Listen, this is an hour now that we are not only mandated to get in prayer, but we are challenged, because the next level that we're going to is going to not only ask for prayer, but it's mandating that we be in a place of prayer and a place where we have sensitivity to the voice of God. And the way we're going to do that is through, amen, the vehicle and the portal of prayer. And we're so grateful to God for every one of you on here. Listen, I'm feeling, amen, like going before his majesty's throne in the spirit of worship and praise before we ask anything. I love to go before him and let him know how much I appreciate and celebrate, amen, the great things that he's already done. Amen. You know, when somebody do something for you, again, you don't always keep asking. You start letting them know how much you appreciate them, how much you honor them, how much you celebrate them, because you don't want to make it feel like you're taking advantage or for granted the things that they're doing. And the more you show your appreciation and your celebration, the more they're willing to pour, amen, whatever the blessing is upon you. And that's the same way it is with his majesty. As we come before him, the Bible said that we ought to come before him with thanksgiving. We ought to enter into his courts with praise. We ought to be thankful unto him and, oh glory, we ought to bless his name. For the Lord is good and his mercy endure forever. Hallelujah. So we're going to thank God this morning. We're going to bless him this morning. We're going to honor him this morning. Lift your right hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, we're entering into your gates with thanksgiving. We're coming into your courts with praise. We are thankful this morning, and we bless your name. Let's pray. Father, in the matchless name of his majesty, our Savior, the King of glory, the only potentate who only has immortality, that dwelleth in a light that no man can approach into, we come and we say thank you this morning. Oh, thank you, God, for being in the land of the living, because the dead does not praise thee, neither does any that go down into silence. Father, once have we heard, twice have it been spoken. We know that power It belongs to God, because in you we live, we move, we have our being. Hallelujah. Oh, it is a good thing to bless the Lord and to give praises unto our God. We bless you. We celebrate you. We honor you. And Lord God, we adore you, because you alone are the one who's able to do exceeding abundant above all we're able to ask or think, and you do it according to the power that dwelleth in us. God, thank you. Hallelujah for everything that you have done. Thank you, Lord God, for the strength that we receive. Thank you right now for the joy, and you being the joy of our salvation. Hallelujah. You are the strength of our life. You are our rock. You are our fortress. You are our God. It's in you shall we trust. Father, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are Jehovah Mekadesh. You are Jehovah Tiskanu. You are the El Elyon and the Adonai. You are the great Rophi, the healing one from heaven. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Roar this morning, Father. Roar, King of glory. Roar. Reign, O your majesty. We bless you. Hallelujah. You that sit, hallelujah, on the throne. Glory to God. Inhabit eternity. You that controls, hallelujah, glory to God, all the elements, the sun, the moon, the star, the Lord, all that therein is. You created everything for your glory, for your purpose. And Father, we're so grateful that you have shared with us, Lord God, the great things that you have done, wherein we are glad. Oh, we bless you with the fruit of our lips. Be glorified, you King of glory, Prince of life. Hallelujah, everlasting Father. You are the mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God that we're here now and we're not living under a bridge. Father, we could be walking around with a colostomy bag. We could be, Lord Jesus Christ, incapacitated. But you have been kind and gracious unto us. Hallelujah. You kept us, Lord. Hallelujah. In our right mind, we thank you, God, for blessing us, hallelujah, with a supernatural, Lord, desire to come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us, even in the very time of need. We owe you praise for the great things that you have done. And Father, if we owe you, we pay our vows now. We pay, Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What shall we render unto you for all your many benefits unto us? God, we take the cup of salvation and we call on the name of the Lord. Father, and we thank you right now. Hallelujah. That, Lord God, we are not left in those positions, and yet we pray for those that are, God, because you have, Lord, been kind to us. So we show our gratitude, we show our appreciation, and say, be glorified, thou Prince of life, be exalted, hallelujah, you mighty, matchless wonder, hallelujah, you are, hallelujah, the captain of the host of the army, you are, amen, the bishop of our soul, you are our chief apostle, and the chief shepherd of the sheep. You are the living water and the bread of life. You are our meat of hunger and our water of thirst. And for that, we thank you, Lord, because you are everything we need. Hallelujah. That's why you said, hallelujah, I am that I am. Hallelujah. You am everything we need. Glory to God. Everything we need, you are. Everything we desire, you are. Everything we must have, you are. Everything we thought we, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, you needed, you are. Thank you for being the great I am. Father, be glorified this morning in the mouths of your saints. Father, before we ask you for anything, we're not asking you for nothing, because you already know the things that we have need of. You said the eyes of the Lord are in every place. You behold the good and the evil. Lamb of God, you decreed and you declared that before we called, you would answer. While we were yet speaking, you would hear. You also declared
decreed and declared, call upon me and you would answer me and show us great and mighty things that we did not know. Therefore, hallelujah, you already know before we ask, hallelujah, what it is that we need, because you said it was already done. Because, Lord God, hallelujah, you care for us and you love us so much. So before we ask anything, we want to just stop to thank you. We want to thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandchildren. Thank you for our sons and our daughters. Thank you for, Lord Jesus, husbands and wives, grandmothers and grandfathers, close associates, friends that you have divinely connected us to. We want to give you divine praise, thanks, and glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my son, glory. We bless you, Lord, with the fruit of our lips. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. And we say, Lord, be thou exalted. Hallelujah. Thou King of the saints. Be exalted. Hallelujah. Thou King of glory. Prince of life. Hallelujah. Everlasting Father. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. God, you said if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. Father, we lift you up right now. We lift you up. Be lifted up on our jobs. Be lifted up in the workplace. Be lifted up in the neighborhood. Be lifted up. Let us become the oracles that lift you up wherever we go. Let the Lord Jesus, Spirit of glory, rest upon us today. And let us, Lord, see, hallelujah, I will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise shall continue them unto Tyre. Be in our mouth the humble to hear thereof, and be glad. Let us boast in you today. We boast in your mighty work. We boast that you are a bulwark. We boast that you are a rock. We boast that you are a battle axe. We boast in you. Amen. Bless God, our shelter. We boast in you that you are the lifter of our head. We boast in you. Hallelujah. Bless God, the keeper of the saints. Hallelujah. You are the King eternal. You're the King immortal. You're the King invisible. You're the only wise God, our Savior. And it's to you be honor, be glory, be majesty, be power, be might, and be dominion, not only now, but henceforth and forevermore. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Come on, saints. Come on. I tell him, bless him, bless him, bless him. Open up your mouth and bless him right now. Get up from that bed and bless him. Roll over out that bed and bless him. Get on your feet and bless him. How are you getting ready to ask him to do something for you? No, before you ask him, let him know I appreciate you. Let him know I'm celebrating you. Let him know I'm praising you in advance because your word is good. I'm not waiting to see a wall fall. Father, we bless you now. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us a desire to pray. Thank you for giving us a desire to come into the throne room. Thank you for even, Lord, stretching out the royal scepter. Hallelujah. And calling us servants of the Lord, kingdom citizens. Hallelujah. That we have a right and a privilege. Hallelujah. To come before his majesty's throne. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you have made us kings and priests of the Lord and his Christ. Hallelujah. That we should offer up praises, sacrifices of joy, sacrifices of praise, sacrifices of thanksgiving. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we offer unto you the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Thank you for strength. Thank you for health. Thank you for the ability to see. You said the dead does not praise you, neither does any that go down in the silence. But God, while we yet have our being, will we praise you, God. And Father, we thank you. What we pray now is receive our praise as a sweet-smelling offering that comes before your nostrils. Receive our praise. Come on, take him for the next 15 seconds. Let's open up our mouth and give him a thunderous round of applause of praise. Hallelujah. We're talking to the King. Come on. We're talking to the King of Glory. Who is this King of Glory? He's the Lord strong and mighty. He's the Lord mighty in battle. Come on, saints. Come on. Magnify him. Clap your hands, O you righteous. Stomp your feet and make his praise glorious. Close Kataya, Ipenanime or Shakapa, Nete, Briso, Shai, glory, 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 glory to God, Makaya, Briste, Kanbiridibiosha, Hande de Hessa, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. We bless him, we honor him, and we praise him. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to pray. The next prayer point is going to be, amen, that God would shower us, amen, with blessings. Whatever it is, now that we have blessed him, hallelujah. The Bible said he inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. So we have, amen, got the ear of our king. And we are getting ready to pray, amen, according to Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse number 26. And it says, and I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down to his season. There shall be showers of blessing. Ezekiel 34 and 26. Let's get ready to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for using KCC, our pastor. Amen. Bless God, the world's prophet, and your general, Prophet Brian Card, as the bridge. But divine relationships and connections that will help us to build and further, amen, the kingdom of God here on earth, amen, to be done as it is in heaven. Let your will be done, Lord God, in our lives today. Lamb of God, we pray, hallelujah, let every, Lord, step we take this week, let it be a step of purpose. Let it be a step of intentional, hallelujah, moving transition towards your divine design. In the name of Jesus, every word that we speak this week will be filled, Lord to God, with life and not death. Every person, glory to God, that you ask me to sow into this week, and every, Lord Jesus, seed that my man of God asks me to sow into him, hallelujah, I will do it. I will not hesitate, but more global glam of God, hallelujah, but be moved quickly to answer and respond to your divine command because of our obedience. Glam of God, we pray, hallelujah, and we decree and declare that this will be the best week of our lives. Hallelujah. We will experience a miracle this week. We come with an air of expectation and anticipation. Father, for you to do the miraculous as we set ourselves in position to receive the showers of blessing. Father, we remove all, Lord Jesus, obstacles that would hinder us from receiving the blessing. Father, we don't need, hallelujah, glory to God, an umbrella. Father, we want you to rain on us. Rain on us, King of Glory. Every obstacle, every, Lord Jesus Christ, distraction, everything that has been set in array to stop and to hinder our reception of the showers of blessing, we command it to be nullified, to be dismantled, to be destroyed. Now, and we receive it for our children. We receive it for our loved ones. We receive it even for the rebel. We receive the blessing. Let it be such a blessing that comes upon everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Everyone connected, hallelujah, to Prophet Brian Carter, to KCC, hallelujah, connected to our lives by default. Let them receive an overflow. Let them receive the overflow. Let them receive the overflow. God, let it be such a blessing that they, Lord Jesus Christ, are blessed by default.
Just because we're there, just because we're in the vicinity, just because they're connected to us, bless them, Lord. Jobs, let them open this week. Finances, let it come in abundance. Lord God, peace, let it come to the weary soul. Joy to those that are cast down. Blessing, Father. And Father, when we gather together in the prayer arena this evening, on Friday evening, we pray, Lamb of God, that you would meet us there in a corporate way, that Father, no one would leave untouched, unchanged, unchallenged. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that we would come out and that we would be beacons shining in the community. Hallelujah. That our presence would provoke people to ask, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus, Hashaba. Oh, glory. Glory, my Savior.
We bless the Lord for that worship. We bless the Lord for those prayer points. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. We are praying this morning that everything that was written of us in the volume of the book, everything that was spoken of our life in the volume of a book, we're declaring that it's going to be fulfilled now, that it's going to happen now, that every prophecy hanging over your life that was written in the volume of the book, every word spoken over your life that has already been written in eternity, that it will manifest now. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, I declare that what was written of me in the volume of the book, my destiny, be fulfilled now, now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, we thank you that we understand by divine revelation that everything that should ever take place in time has already been declared in eternity. Father, I thank you for the revelation of Ephesians 1, that you've already chosen us in you before the foundation of the world, before there was a where or a there, a hither or a thither. You had already declared that we belong to you. And Father, when you spoke in eternity, you said, let there be light, and there was. You spoke concerning my life. You said in Acts 17:28, that it's in you that I live, it's in you that I move, it's in you that I have your being. Father, everything that I am because of you. I lift my voice this morning, and I declare by divine authority that everything that was written about me, everything that was written about KCC, everything that was written about Brian Carn, everything that was written concerning this nation, concerning this country, I'm talking about those thoughts that are good. According to Jeremiah 29, you said that the thoughts that you think toward me, they are good and not of evil. Yes, it is written. Hallelujah. And it's to give me an expected end. That's your word. It is written that you came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. I declare that everything that was written to me in the volume of the book, my prophetic destiny and purpose, I declare that it will be fulfilled now. I command it to be fulfilled now without delay, without interference. I declare that the divine timing, the divine timing, strategic relationships, open doors. I declare favor in high places shall manifest continue in my life. Everything that is written concerning KCC Houston, everything that is written concerning KCC Charlotte, everything that is written concerning KCC Jacksonville, my prophetic destiny, my prophetic destiny, my prophetic destiny, our prophetic destiny, I declare that it manifests now. I come against every delay. I come against every hindrance. I come against everything that came to hinder the purpose and the plan of God for my life. Satan, you are a liar. Satan, you are a liar. Satan, you are a liar. I declare that it shall manifest. I come today. No interference. No interference. No interference. No interference. No interference. I cancel delay. I cancel delay. Anything holding it back, anything that's stopping the promise of God, the prophecy of God from coming to pass in my life, in the life of my children, in the life of my family, in the life of the United States of America, in the life of Kasha, in the Lebo Kotolobo Kulanda. You said that the glory of the Lord would cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. But Father, there are those who don't desire to see your glory manifest. But I enforce revival. I command revival. I declare that the purpose of God for my daughter will manifest. I declare that the purpose of God for my son, for my children, for my wife, for my husband, I declare that the purpose of God for their life will manifest now. I command it to manifest now. I cancel delay. I abolish delay. I override delay. I destroy delay. I command the spirit of delay. I command the helpers of delay. I command the workers of delay to be abolished, to be dismantled, to be destroyed, to be uprooted. Lobo shuka, lobo shuka, lobo shuka, muku shinebe, misaladam talamaya, robo solumande. Father, you wrote it. You declared it. According to your word, you cannot lie. It is written that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. It is written that your word will not return unto your void, but it will prosper in the thing that you called it to do. Yes, it has to happen. My son has to be delivered. My wife has to be set free. My sister has to prosper. My brother has to have favor. You wrote it. You declared it. You spoke it, and your word cannot return unto your void. I thank you in advance. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Pray for your mother. Pray for your business. Pray for your company. Halabo shike, mika shakina, likabakaka shaka, shatana namanso, robo shatune mende. Come on. There are over 1,000 people on this call. There are over 1,000 people praying. Do you know the power of unity? Do you know the power of intercession? Do you know the power of calling on the name of the Lord? It has to happen. It will happen in the name of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. The Bible declares, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We are uprooting every negative word that has framed our life, every negative word that has framed our life, every negative word that has framed our life. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. Every negative word that has framed my life, that has framed the life of my church, that has framed the life of this nation, by divine authority, we uproot it. We uproot it. We are rooted. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we understand according to Proverbs chapter 18 that death and life is in the power of the tongue. We understand, O God, that we shall have whatever we say. And Father, in our ignorance, in our foolishness, in our folly, we have spoken things that we should not have spoken. We understand that our words have power. Holy Babala Dana La Bandala Kiala Basoto Robo Shakula Mande. Lemende de Balaba Siki de Andalana Bahaya. Lemende de Badaba Shatanama. Robo Sakuna. Libande le Bede di Allah. Labanda la Kita. Labanda la Kita. Labanda la Kita la Bala Kasaya. La Kololo Bokuban Shikele. Rebe Situne Mandala Kivala. Vele Vele Bala Dala Bala Bala Mana Mano Namosha. And in the name of the Asikiria. Robo Sukuna. Likende le Bekrefele Kresala. La Kula Bala Katana.
bring Father, every negative word that was spoken against my life, that I have spoken, that others have spoken, that witches have spoken, that enemies have spoken, every negative word spoken against my life, spoken against KCC, spoken against my family, spoken against my finances, spoken against my future, I decree in the name of Jesus that every negative word is uprooted. I uproot every negative word that has framed my life, every negative word that has called a hindrance. You are trying to bless me, but there's a word in the spirit realm that's hindering the blessing. In the name of Jesus, I erase that negative word. I erase every negative word that has been written in the heavens, every negative word that has been written in the spirit. I command that negative word to be dismantled. Hoba shaka, likale de koban shenina, robo sulamaya, bankala de belekata. Every negative word spoken against my business, spoken against my class, oh bashata, spoken against my son. They are not rebellious. He is not rebellious. She is not rebellious. She is anointed. She is powerful. She is everything that you said that she is. So God, in the name of Jesus, every negative word spoken against my business, spoken against my ministry, spoken against my life, I uproot it. I destroy it. I dismantle it. Ilebe sheke limanda la bakataya halalabo hoshande yilebo soto lelemanda hina namansi kolomohoya obibibi ashaka lande lebe eto loto lobo shaya. I am blessed. I am favored. I am increased. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I'm a lender and I'm not a borrower. May every negative word be removed. May every word be canceled. May it be uprooted. May it be destroyed. May it be terminated by fire. You said in your word, hallelujah, that I'll have whatever I say. So I cancel whatever I've spoken. I cancel every demonic declaration, every satanic decree, every witchcraft spell, every word that is spoken against my life, that I spoke through ignorance, that I spoke through ill will, that I spoke through frustration. May those words be uprooted. May they be destroyed. I decapacitate every negative word, every negative enchantment, every negative speaking, every demonic charm. Be dismantled. Be dismantled. Be dismantled. Be uprooted in the name of Jesus. It is the prayers of the righteous that do avail as much. Yesterday we prayed against all stubborn stuff. We received a testimony of a woman who had a stubborn infection. It just would not go. She had a stubborn infection. And guess what? That infection that had hit her mouth, by the time we got done praying, she no longer needs surgery. That stubborn infection came out of her mouth. That's the power of prayer. If you pray, you cannot be stopped. If you pray and knowing how to pray, not just shotgun prayers, you know, Father bless, Father turn it around, Father do it. Sniper in the spirit. Become a spiritual sniper. Hit your target. We are preparing ourselves for our shut-in, hallelujah, on the 22nd of this month. That's Friday. We are preparing ourselves for a shut-in or by Shakalamanda. And you are sowing a seed, Ilalamanda, of $100 on this weekend. I challenge everybody to bring a seed of $100. I told you to come by train. I told you to come by bus. Halamoshata. I told you to come by plane, by boat. My God, I don't care how you get there, but I told you to press your way, Hele Mashanda, and make it to Charlotte this weekend for this shut-in. We are praying until it starts at 8 o'clock, but we are praying until the Holy Ghost gets done, until we feel a release, until we feel a breakthrough, until we feel a change. If you don't want to pray, you should
didn't come. We are praying. There is a clarion call that is being released in the spirit, and we're calling on Amashanda on the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and we are saved. We are believing God for miracles. There's one person who's going to come, and you're going to bring a seed of $100,000. I saw it in prayer, and God spoke to me and said, release the challenge for somebody to sow a seed of $100,000. If I be a man of God, you're about to receive so much money and so much increase and so much breakthrough. It's going to blow your mind. I'm not telling y'all what I think. I'm telling you what I know in the spirit. This is not a guess. This ain't a maybe. This is the word of the Lord. There's one person that's going to bring a seed of $100,000 to this shut-in, and you're going to see the hand of God demonstrated and the power of God manifest like we've never seen before. It is our prayers that shifts things. Oh, my Shakalama, we got to recognize what we are fighting. We are fighting a spiritual battle. And your prayer has the power to impose and superimpose. We have prayer today at every location at 12 o'clock in Charlotte, 12 o'clock in Jacksonville, 12 o'clock in Houston. I told you, get up out your bed. Don't you dare be sitting home doing prayer, just laying in the bed looking wonderful with your lazy egghead self. The devil is a liar. I know you're going to make it to prayer. You're going to make it to intercession because you know the power of prayer. We have prayer again at 6 o'clock on this call. Get in early. Get under the spout where the glory runs out. We are praying for the miraculous. Today you're going to have a good day because you're going to frame your words. You're going to frame your world with your words. So now that you've uprooted every negative word, all day speak the blessing of God. Command the blessing of God. Speak what God has said concerning you, your life, your children, and your family. Speak it, declare it, and know that it shall happen. Every prophetic word, every prophetic thing that has been written in the volume of the book over your life, you are declaring that it manifests today. I told you, it's not enough just to enforce it while we're praying in the morning. You got to pray it daily. You got to pray it all night. You got to pray it. You got to speak it. Get out of your head and speak the word of the Lord out of your mouth. Say what God said. Stop trying to figure things out. Stop trying to understand things. Stop trying to do things your way. Say what God said. I am blessed. I am blah, 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 blah. I am fulfilled. Come on, that spirit of fear will torment your life. God spoke to me and said that the spirit of fear is a hired assassin. He said fear is a hired assassin. It is a spirit that is hired by the enemy to kill and assassinate your life, your ministry, your anointing, your character, your peace. The spirit of fear is a hired assassin. But may every hired assassin of fear be terminated in the name of Jesus. This is your day of favor. This is your hour of release. Whatever you do, come call whoever you got to call. Tell them don't miss prayer because something is taking place in the spirit realm on this prayer call. Hola Bashande. Something is happening. We are praying for the nations of the earth. We are praying for senators and counselors and mayors and governors, and it shall happen even as the Lord has said. You are blessed today. I can't wait to pray with you at 6 o'clock this evening. But you know what's really I'm getting excited about? I'm getting excited, glory to God, about this weekend, the shut-in, where we're going to beat the devil down and come out with so many breakthroughs. There is no church tonight in Charlotte. There's no church tonight in Charlotte. So you don't have to worry about it. I'm giving you all this week to rest up, to prepare for battle. Though we walk in the flesh, we war not after the flesh. I'm giving you this whole weekend to prepare for battle. This whole week to prepare for battle. We're getting ready to destroy the works of the devil. For this cause was the Son of God manifest. Hey, Malabashatele Mandala Kosaya, that he might destroy the works of the devil. May the works of the enemy be destroyed in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. I'll see you in prayer. Hallelujah. Either at 12 or I'll see you on the phone at 6 o'clock. You are blessed. More grace.